Now, back in December, we heard that bus drivers on the Isle of Man had voted to take industrial action in a row over pay and contract issues. Action was put on hold over the festive period while talks took place. But 6 weeks into the new year, we've heard that strike action is now due to take place. We've been told and had it confirmed by Unite that the walkout will take place over the course of 10 days, starting next Saturday. Well, we've been asking for word from the Department of Infrastructure on this. We're pleased to say the Minister, Tim Crookall, joins us in the studio now. Moramai Minister.
Moramai, good morning.
I suppose best case scenario, is there any prospect of stopping the action before next Saturday?
Well, I would really like to think so, Christian. You know, there was a meeting yesterday, which I haven't had the details back from yet. There is another one that is in the diary for the 24th as well. So we were actually hoping that there would be no action before we'd had at least those two meetings. But obviously the dates have come out for when the strikes are going to happen.
And the union says in a statement that responsibility for any disruption now rests with the government. Do you accept that?
Well, no, not really, because, I mean, we're still making ourselves available. We're trying. You know, there's several options on the table. The door is still open to talking. Say there was a meeting yesterday. There was another one penciled in for the 24th. But the unions feel part of that is the terms and conditions are not on the table. This is about finances rather than terms and conditions. But we're, yes, absolutely still open to make ourselves available for any meetings.
Because Unite says drivers have remained engaged and that opportunities to settle were there but not taken. So are you saying that's not a fair characterisation?
From what I understand, and obviously I'm not long back in the department, but yeah, we are absolutely available to make the meeting dates and continue negotiations. And MERS were involved and still staying involved, as far as I know.
Obviously, some people might say that industrial action of any sort represents a failure of leadership and ultimately a failure of government stewardship of a public service. Do you accept any responsibility for the situation reaching this point?
Well, no, I don't. And because I'm saying that because there's obviously leadership on both sides and both sides are trying to resolve this still. So I'm hoping we'll get back around the table, even, you know, as quick as Monday, if you like. It probably won't happen today, unless yesterday's meeting is still ongoing. Because, as I say, I've not had anything feedback from yesterday. So that could be that they're going back into that. I honestly don't know. But, you know, we're still, and both sides and MERS are willing to meet and try and resolve this issue.
Well, it's been 2 months since Unite members voted in favour of this action, and it would appear, obviously, a resolution still hasn't been met. So, you know, 2 months, that's a fairly long time. Why has it been going on for so long?
I just assume, Ben, that, you know, in between time, between then and now, that meetings haven't happened. I don't know that, but, you know, there's a say there was a meeting yesterday. Whether anything's happened in those 2 months, I guess there's been emails flying around and unions will have been meeting with MERS maybe and whatever, but say, please, can we get, you know, and I'm asking now, please, can we get back round the table as soon as possible, not wait for the 24th if that's the next meeting, and try and resolve this. You know, this is really important to everybody that uses the bus services, the drivers, you know, people who own businesses, because obviously it will affect those, people that are going to hospital for appointments and so on, and obviously the schools as well, potentially.
Arbitration, is that a possibility? Has that been considered at all? I have a couple of people asking about that this morning.
Hasn't been mentioned that it has, you know, it's obviously a consideration. You know, we're happy to look at that, Ben.
Well, you just mentioned there that the bus service is crucial to so many people on the Isle of Man. If this strike goes ahead a week tomorrow for 10 days, exactly how many services will be affected? Are we talking a full shutdown of the bus network?
We've no idea yet. So, again, on the back of yesterday's meeting, you know, they've been told there what they're going to do. But 10 days is an awful long time to shut down for anybody, whether it be the drivers striking or for those trying to cover those bus routes that, you know, will be cancelled or delayed, whatever. We've only got a certain amount of staff that can fill in if it's 10 full days. Please not. But yeah, it may be the odd day in between, but we'll have to wait and see what they come out with. They'll decide that.
Well, the strike action is only 8 days away if it goes ahead. Presumably, you must have contingency plans in place. You talk about the schools there. If the buses don't run for 10 days, the schools go back, it's half term from today. Schools go back a week on Monday. That will have a massive effect because we know on snow days, if the buses can't run, it plays a big part in the schools.
It really does. And so we have a lot of office staff and people who work down at Bank Circus. And there will be some drivers, hopefully, that will want to work and cover those essential services. We'll do the essential services if possible, and then make best of what else, you know, with the staff we've got to do the rest of the services as well.
We're talking in enormous amounts of buses when it comes to the school run. You can't possibly cover that if the drivers go on strike, not all of the services.
The staff will try their best, Ben, to do what they can for those essential services. So, I mean, I'm guessing at the moment, because I don't know all the details. You know, we don't know when they're going to strike in that 10-day period, whether it's for 10 days, it might be every other day. We've no idea. I've no idea yet what the strike action is going to be.
I mean, patient transfer, Nobles, you just mentioned as well. I mean, have you been sort of liaising with the DHSC minister and the education minister as well about all of this?
All that will be dealt with, you know, as and when we know exactly what the situation is and what action is being taken.
A reliable bus service, again, crucial to the island. Any kind of strike action will affect thousands and thousands of island residents. I mean, surely you just simply have to get this sorted, and sorted really quickly. I mean, do the bus drivers have yourself and DOI over a barrel on this?
No, we're not over a barrel at all, but the door is open. As I said to you, you know, there was a meeting yesterday. I will be, make sure that the officers and myself, politicians don't normally get involved. I'm happy to get involved with this, more than happy to get involved if it helps to resolve it. And, 24/7, let's get back around the table.
But we're talking massive disruption if this strike goes ahead. You've got to get this sorted, haven't you?
Sorry?
You've got to get this sorted. Do they not have you over a barrel on this?
No, I don't think they do, but we need to get it sorted. You know, there needs to be some understanding, depending what it is that they're wanting. And say there was a meeting yesterday with MERS in the middle of it, so hopefully it will have been a good meeting and we can follow on from that. But I'll find out when I get back in the office this morning.
I mean, clearly detail in terms of what services will be affected. You know, you're fairly light on that at the moment. So are you hoping to find out, more and really get more details in the next few days?
It would be really good if the strike action goes ahead and happens. It would be great if they give us as much notice as possible, so the staff that we have got can cover for those, the essential routes, the school routes and everything else, the routes up to the hospital for people's appointments and things. But it affects so many people. Yeah, even at the weekends, people want to come into town, go out in the evening or whatever the case may be.
The island's economy, a lot of office workers, people going into buses.
Yeah, all those with businesses will be mad, because staff won't be able to get into work. They rely on the services, but,
Well, just to pick up on that point, I mean, school children, people with hospital appointments, those who rely on the bus service to get to work, there has been a big push on using public transport. What would you say directly to those passengers who could be facing the prospect of, 10 days of potential disruption?
It's the same with the school services. We will use the staff that we have available to us or make themselves available to us to put the essential services on first, and then anything else would be a bonus. But until we know exactly what action is being taken, when it's being taken, we're guessing, if you're second guessing as to when we're going to have to cover certain routes, but we will do our best as soon as we know when there's going to be strike action to cover the essential services for everybody.
I mean, sitting here this morning, what do you think you can do as minister to sort this out?
As I said, all I can do is make myself available. Normally it's, it's the bus drivers, it's the unions, it's MERS and my officers talking around trying to sort this out. If they want me in the room, I'm more than happy to be in the room to try and sort that out. But as a rule, ministers or political members don't get involved. But I'm more than happy to get involved if needed.
With the well-documented catalogue of issues at the airport, the ongoing saga of the Liverpool ferry terminal, and now potential sort of huge disruption potentially to the island's buses, do you concede that during this administration, your department has not exactly covered itself in a lot of glory when it comes to our transport infrastructure?
It's been really awkward. Yeah, there has been issues. Absolutely, I can't deny that. I wouldn't dare deny that. And we're trying to resolve some of those issues. And that's ongoing. And until we do, we'll do our very best, Ben. But we have everything the department does is in the public's eye. Whether it's roads, the ports, or whatever it is, the buses. And we try our best. We've got some really, really good staff out there that try their best and give 100%, and they still get criticised. Sometimes it's just not fair because it's not their fault. Some decisions are taken outside of their hands, and it's a knock-on effect that affects them, but they still get criticised. The staff try their best. I'm here to take the responsibility, and I'm happy to do that. But please don't pick on the staff, whether it be the bus drivers or people at the airport or people at the ports. come back to me if there's a problem, please.
There's no doubt, though, there has been undeniable issues across our transport infrastructure over the last 4.5 years. This is your third tenure now as DOI Minister. Do you think your department has really, really done enough to try and combat these sort of various issues right across the network?
I would say the department has tried over the last 4.5 years and previously. I'm not going to agree and say everything has been right the way they've tried it. What we've tried, some of it has worked, some of it hasn't worked.
Is there any accountability within the department for things that haven't worked?
Yeah, yes, because it comes back to me.
And your senior officers?
Yes, at times there has been accountability through to the senior officers, I can say that for sure. Is there enough of that? Some people would disagree. But again, that's down to me to make sure that those things, or the previous ministers, to make sure that's happened.
Do you feel there's enough accountability yourself personally?
Not always, no.
Just final question, I suppose. I mean, has the department made a final offer? Because from what we know, it's less so about pay and more about contractual issues. I mean, why is it so difficult for the DOI and Bus Van to simply go forward and say, OK, everyone is on the same contract so that there isn't that dispute and the kind of two-tier system that is causing the issues?
At the last meeting I had on Wednesday, I think it's all about the finance. It's not about terms and conditions. It's about finance, I was told, you know, what they're looking for. So that's what I was told on Wednesday, Christian. Whether you've got something different, I can't dispute that. But all I was told on Wednesday was terms and conditions are not on the table. This is about money.
Yeah, I understand that. What I'm saying is the way the contracts are set up is some people are on different contracts, other people are on contracts which are not as favourable. So why is it so difficult to just not put everyone on the favourable contract?
If only it was that easy. Years and years this has been going, and this goes back to the mid-teens, if you like, this has been going on. We know there's different contracts. And at one stage, there was an offer to buy them out of those contracts. It wasn't accepted. And we still have drivers on different conditions. And that's their right. If they want to be on those conditions, we can't do anything about that unless they accept an offer for them.
And just finally, if this industrial action does go ahead, a week tomorrow, it's due to start Saturday, 21st of February. It's due to be in place for 10 days. Will you and your department sort of do everything you can to keep the island's public updated? And would you sort of come back on here and keep us up to date on Manx Radio so our listeners listening to us now can stay as informed as possible?
Absolutely, Ben. The department will put out all the information that it needs to. As soon as we find out what action is going to be taken, we will make sure that everybody is known, whether it's through social media up here. I'm more than happy to come back up and talk to you about this. And we'll, in the meantime, we will be trying to resolve this issue as speedily as possible.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.